This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, April 5th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Kelly. Minnesota's Harold Woolley testified before the International Trade Commission yesterday regarding Corteva's request to place tariffs on 2,4-D herbicide imports. As president of the National Corn Growers Association, Woolley says trade is a two-way street.
National Corn Growers supports free trade, both of imports and exports. So this is particularly disturbing to have the potential for a tariff applied to one of our farm inputs. And you know, as we try to do climate smart ag practices, 2,4-D is one of those chemicals that we use for a burn down. And so if we're going to reduce our tillage, we're going to have tools in the toolbox.
Woolley says farmer margins are tight and they don't want to pay higher prices for essential products.
I can sit here and say how farmers' margins are getting in squeeze. But I'm backed up by the USDA and their projections of reduced farm income for 2024. So, yeah, this is a very real situation that's facing us, and I think it behooves us all to work hard in the policy arena to try to keep the cost of our imports low.
Well, some commodity prices were higher for the month of March. AgriPulse Hannah Pagel has more.
Soybeans and vegetable oils have driven up commodity prices for the month of March. That's according to the latest food price index from the UN Food and Agriculture Organization. An index of world food commodity prices edged up 1.1% to 118.3 points in March, but that is still 7.7% lower than the level in March 2023. The index averaged 124.7 points in 2023 and 144.7 points in 2022. The vegetable oil index rose 8%, reflecting high prices for palm, sunflower, and rapeseed oils, as well as soybean. Soybean oil prices have recovered from multi-year lows, which was mostly supported by continued demand from the biofuel sector, particularly in the United States and Brazil. However, wheat prices pulled the index for cereal grains down 2.6% last month, leaving it 20% below its level a year ago. Global wheat export prices declined for the third straight month, which was largely due to strong competition between Russia, the European Union, and the United States. Philip Brasher has more details in his coverage on AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Hannah Pagel.
Hannah's guest on AgriPulse Newsmakers this week is Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro, the ranking member on the House Appropriations Committee. You can see this week's episode at AgriPulse.com. Well, there's a new neighbor in the Cortex Innovation District in St. Louis. The Bill and Melinda Gates Agriculture Innovations, referred to as Gates Ag One, has opened its home office in the district that's internationally recognized as a hub for innovation and entrepreneurship. Dr. Morvin McLean says Gates Ag One is focused on producing food in challenging regions.
We're a nonprofit charitable organization established to really focus on accelerating the most promising agricultural breakthroughs and innovations in the crop space to be able to reach and benefit smallholder farmers in our target geographies, which are in sub-Saharan Africa and South Asia.
McLean says the new address is the perfect place to advance their mission.
We're really excited to be part of the burgeoning agricultural innovation ecosystem here in the St. Louis region, and to be able to build out these new partnerships, which are focused on advancing crop science and product development to the benefit of smallholder farmers in the countries where we're working, but also, you know, being optimistic that the work that we're doing, the partnerships that we're going to be building, the knowledge that's being generated is going to be applicable to farmers all over the world.
The Cortex Innovation District is the region's largest innovation and entrepreneurship hub, including 425 companies and 6,000 employees. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. It's time for a new farm bill. America's farmers, ranchers, and families are counting on it. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nellie.